各位弟兄姐妹早。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
首先我要跟大家讲一下，就是上个主日，我们亲爱的宇其长弟兄，他的母亲被主接回去。
I want to first mention that last Sunday, our dear brother Chris, his mom passed away.
所以这个主日冯牧师冯师母他们可能都去西岸去参加这追思礼拜。
So, Reverend Fane and Mrs. Fane, they went to California to attend the memorial service.
So, 我们为他们这两家祷告。
So, we'll pray for these two families.
求主给他们有力量经过这段时间。
May God give them the strength to pass through this time.
冯牧师走以前问我说可不可以帮他释放信息。
And before Reverend Fang left, he asked me if I can just share the message today.
我自己是觉得很惶恐。
And I feel very tremble.
那在找到这个信息就是在出埃及记第十五章，我们刚才所念的这个摩西的歌以后。
And I find this passage, this is the Song of Moses, what we read earlier.
我觉得神先给我自己一点经历。
I felt that God had given me myself some experience first.
昨天在预备信息的时候，也是遭遇了许多的事情。
Yesterday, as I was preparing the message, it seems like a lot of things happened.
昨天早上，我发现我去修的车子，那个mechanic 他没有帮我修好。
And yesterday I went to fix my car, but they couldn't fix the car.
那我礼拜一还要再去跟他们再讲一下。
And I need to go there again on Monday to talk to them.
下午我姊妹进，她说洗衣服洗一半，洗衣机坏了。
In the afternoon, my wife Jean said during the laundry, the washing machine broke.
我说这洗衣机不是新的吗？
So, isn't that a new machine that we have?
他说不会转。
He said it's not turning.
那我看了半天，好像明天也需要去请人来修。
I look it for a little while, it seems like we need to ask somebody to come fix it tomorrow.
晚上八点钟左右，我女儿回来。
And then during the evening, about 8 o'clock, my daughter came back.
她跑来房间跟我讲说，妈妈说不要先跟你讲，但是我跟你讲。
She came to my room and said that mom told me not to tell you, but I'm going to tell you first.
你的信箱倒在路旁。
Your mailbox has fallen down.
不晓得是谁车子撞到倒在路旁。
I don't know, some car must have hit it and then it fell down.
所以哇，主啊，你实在是给我很多功课要学。
So that Lord had given me a lot of lessons to learn.
今天早晨我开车库的时候，我就要看看出去是树倒了还是怎么样。
This morning as I went out, I thought maybe the tree will have fallen down also.
结果一开门，哦，还好。
But I opened the door, it seems like it's okay.
我邻居的邻居，他们家都被那个 toilet paper 盖着。
And the two neighbors beside me, they have the toilet paper cover the house, the teepee.
我不晓得你们知道不知道这个美国他们的风俗习惯。
I don't know if you know about the American custom.
他们年轻的孩子长大的时候，如果就说你的女儿、你的儿子被人家爱了，他就会拿那个厕所那卷那个纸把你们的树啦、房子啊全部都包起来。
In the custom that if your teenager, somebody like them or love them.They will decorate your house with toilet paper.
你们都会经历到，不管是你还是你们邻居都会有。
You will experience it, maybe you or your neighbor.
好，看一下，还好不是我们家。
I'm glad it's not my house that had the paper.
好，我们一起到神的面前，我们一起祷告。
Let's come to God and pray.
恩主，我们感谢你，实在是你的怜悯，每天早晨都是新的。
Gracious Lord, we thank you because your mercy is new every day.
你要我们经历主你自己的拯救。
You want us to experience your salvation.
实在是 你是我们的救赎主。
You are truly our Savior.
世上有许多的事情好像是搅扰我们。
Seems like a lot of things in this world will bother us.
或者是成为我们的重担。
Become our burden.
或者是阻挡我们到你的面前。
Something that will prevent us from coming to you.
但是主，我们知道你是那位拯救我们的主。
But Lord, we know that you're the God who saved us.
你要我们能够到你的面前来倾心的亲近你，赞美你。
You want us to come to you to come praise you.
愿你自己今天早晨跟我们说话。
May you speak to us this morning.
我们将祷告祈求都是奉靠主耶稣基督得胜的名。
In all these we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. 我们再回到出埃及记第十五章。
Let's come back to Moses, to Exodus chapter 15.
有一首歌在前面出埃及记的时候，摩西他编的这首歌。
There's this song that before this Moses had wrote this song.
这首歌不只是现在唱，在出埃及记的时候唱，这首歌一直要唱到最后启示录的时候，也会讲到在羔羊的面前还要再唱这首诗歌。
This song not only they sang it during the Exodus time, but at the end in Revelation.Before the Lamb, we'll still sing that song.
我们看一下启示录第十八章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 18.
十五章。
Chapter 15.
第三节。
Verse 3.
他这边说，唱神仆人摩西的歌和羔羊的歌说，等等等。
It says, sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, and so on.
为什么摩西的歌在这边也会被唱呢？
How come the, they are singing the song of Moses here?
不是大卫的歌，也不是所罗门王的歌。
It's not the song of David, nor the song of Solomon.
也不是耶利米的歌，也不是其他的歌。
It's not the song of Jeremiah or anybody else.
但是这边特别提到是摩西的歌要唱。
It mentioned that we need to sing the song of Moses.
所以我们回过头来看这首诗歌到底是唱些什么事情，到最后还要再唱。
So we want to go back and look at this. What's in the content of this song that we have to sing it again and again?
还记得上前几个主日我们提到以赛亚书第四十三章。
And a few Sundays ago, we had mentioned Isaiah chapter 43.
神有答应就是三件事情。
God had promised three things.
他说：“你们经过水，我与你们同在。”
Say, after you pass through water, I will still be with you.
你们经过江河，水不淌过你们。
And after you pass through river, they will not cover you.
你们经过火，火不烧着你们。
And you pass through fire, the fire will not scorch you.
上次我只有讲到火。
And last time I only speak about the fire.
是一个火的经历。
It's an experience of the fire.
我相信很多我们的弟兄姐妹都在经过这些经历里面。
I think many of us brothers and sisters are experiencing this.
上次我们说我烧去的是他的捆绑。
And last time we said what the fire burn up is the binding of the ropes.
属于神的人不被烧去。
If we belong to God, we will not be burned.
讲完了以后有人跑过来问我说那水的经过是什么回事。
And after I shared the message, somebody come and asked me, what about the experience of the water?
我们看一下在出埃及记里面这是水的经过。
And let's look at in Exodus that this is the experience of the water.
我们知道雅各他带着他的家人大概七十人到了埃及。
We know that Jacob and his family, 70 of them, they went to Egypt.
他们过了几代以后他们的人数慢慢的增加也强壮了起来。
After generations, they increase in number, they become very strong.
我们看到这法老王跟那边他们这埃及人他们就起来就开始欺压这些以色列人。
And the Pharaoh and the people, the Egyptians started to oppress the Israel.
他们给他们加了很多的苦工。
They add a lot of burden labor to them.
他们在这为奴的光景之下他们的哭声到了神的面前。
As slaves and they cry out to God.
神说我听到你们的哭声我要拯救你。
God said, I have heard your cry and I will save you.
所以我们看到神就兴起了他的仆人摩西。
So God raised up his servant Moses.
摩西本来是应该被抛在河里面的。
Moses supposed to be in the river.
因为那时候啊，法老王说，以色列人如果是生的是男的话，你就是要把他丢到河里面。
Because Pharaoh had a command that if you have a boy, then you have to throw it into the river.
只有男的可以，女的可以留下来。
Only the girls will stay.
但是我们知道，神很巧妙的把摩西留下来了。
But God had kept Moses.
而且抚养摩西长大的是这个法老王的女儿。
And the one who raised up Moses is the daughter of Pharaoh.
等到这摩西长大以后，也知道他是以色列人。
And Moses, as he grown up, he knows that he's an Israelite.
神就兴起一些环境来训练他。
And God raised up some environment to train him.
他有前40年在宫殿里面受到最好的教育。
40 years he had the best training in the palace.
但是我们知道下40年他却是跟羊在旷野里面度了那40年的光阴。
But the next 40 years he spent the time with the sheep in the wilderness.
直到神有一天在荆棘里面跟他说话。
Until one day God speak to him in the thorn, burning bush.
他说我要你把我的百姓从这埃及人的手中拯救出来。
God said, you are to take the people out of Egypt for me.
我们知道摩西当初也很胆怯。
And Moses at the time was afraid.
他说我没有这个能力，我也不会说话。
He said, I don't have this ability and I cannot speak.
但是神用各样的方式来鼓励他，也是兴起其他的人来帮助他。
But God had used different environment to encourage him and raise up people to help him.
所以他回到了埃及地，在埃及王面前他行了十个神迹。
So he came back before Pharaoh and have done 10 miracles.
所以我们看到埃及王最后让以色列人离开。
And finally, Pharaoh will let the Israelites to leave.
我们记得他跟法老王不是说我要解放这些奴工。
And remember, he told Pharaoh that I would free this slaves.
他说我不是要你来解放这些奴工，而是我要把我的百姓带出来敬拜你，敬拜神。
He did not say I will free the slave from you, but rather I will take the people out to go to the wilderness to worship God.
所以我们看到神就把以色列人带出了埃及王的手。
So God took the Israelites out of the hands of Egypt.
他们走到一个海边的时候，我们看到这埃及王他后悔了。
When they come to the sea, the Pharaoh he regretted to let them go.
他把他所有上好的军队就是要来追赶以色列人。
He took the best of his officials to come pursue Israelites.
当以色列人他们前面有海，后面有追兵的时候
，When the Israelites face the sea in front of them and then the armies behind them.
神又为他们显了一个很大的神迹。
And God performed a great miracle for them.
这红海分开。
And the Red Sea parted.
在摩西的杖指着这红海的时候，红海分开，地变成干地，海变成干地。
As Moses pointed his staff to the Red Sea, it was parted and there's dry land in the middle.
我们知道这些以色列人他们在这干地上走过。
We know these Israelites walked through this dry land.
这些埃及的军兵也追下去。
And the armies of Egypt came down with them also.
但是我们知道这红海又再次的就是合起来。
But the Red Sea was put together at that time.
所有法老的军兵全部淹死在这海里面。
All the armies of Pharaoh was drowned in there.
甚至圣经说连一个也没有剩下。
There's not one to be left behind.
经过这么大的事情以后，摩西他写了这首诗歌。
And this experience, Moses wrote this song.
其实这首诗歌也是可以唱出这是以色列人他们最大的一个敬礼。
And also we can say that this song is recorded as the greatest baptism for the Israelites.
神的拯救在这边讲出有包括三件事情。
the salvation of God includes three things here.
第一个是他们以色列人经过这逾越节。
And first they pass through this Passover feast.
他们要离开埃及的前一日的时候，他们要宰个羊，然后把血涂在门框上。
The night before they left Egypt, they had to kill a lamb and put the blood around the doorpost.
那天晚上，那天使就把这些没有血在门框上的那些每一户的长子或者是牲畜投胎的牲畜全部被杀掉。
And the angels of God had killed the firstborn regardless of a human being or the cattle that they don't have the red blood, the blood on the doorpost they will kill.
这是其实是最后一个在埃及所显的神迹。
And this is the last miracle in Egypt.
然后第二部分是他们离开了埃及，这个是拯救的第二部分。
And after they left Egypt, this is the second part of their salvation.
第三部分要完全这个拯救，就是在这第十五章里面所唱出来的。
And the third salvation was sung in this chapter 15.
所以这首诗歌是整个拯救的过程的最后完成的一部分。
So this is the final stage of this process of salvation.
所以这首诗歌不止现在摩西写下来唱，将来跟羔羊的歌也要一起的唱。
So that's why they not only sang this song during this time, but also in the future with the lamb, the song of the lamb also.
我们看一下第十五章。
Let's read from chapter 15.
特别我们要看到第二节他所说的。
Let's read from verse 2 what he's saying there.
耶和华是我的力量，我的诗歌也成了我的拯救。
The Lord is my strength and my song has become my salvation.
这是我们常常在诗篇里面也可以看到大卫他也用这样的诗歌在他的放在他的那个诗篇里面。
We saw that David put this kind of phrases in his song a lot in Psalm.
我也常常听到冯师母用这段来祷告。
And many times I heard that Reverend Fang and his wife used this verse to pray.
起先我不大懂为什么神成了我们的力量，我们的诗歌最后成了我们的拯救呢？
Beginning and I did not understand why did he become our song and our strength and later on becomes our salvation.
很多时候我们到神面前需要的就是一些帮忙帮助。
And many times we come to God, we learn some help from God.
我们忘记他自己要成为我们的力量。
We forgot that he will become our strength.
他自己要成为我们的诗歌。
He will become our song.
最后他也要成为我们的拯救。
And finally, he will become our salvation.
他要把我们拯救出我们的光景。
To save us from our situation.
我们的情形可能是超过我们所能够控制的。
Sometimes the situation is more than we can control.
有些人可能是家里的情况。
Some may be in the family.
有些可能是事业工作的光景。
Some may be in their career.
有些可能是身体上的疾病我们没有办法胜过。
Some may be in their health that we cannot overcome.
有些可能是在财务上面我们没有办法胜过。
And some may not be able to overcome in the financial area.
或者是在我们肉体上面我们没有办法克制。
We cannot control our flesh.
但是今天神他自己要成我们的拯救。
But today, God will become our salvation.
他要成为我们一切的答案。
He will become the answer of all.
所以你记得在新约里面，只有主耶稣说，我是道路、真理、生命。
So we know from the New Testament, only Jesus would say, I'm the way, the truth, and the life.
就是今天早晨我们所唱的诗歌。
And this is the song we sang this morning.
所以我们把这两个配合起来一看，唯有主耶稣基督，他才是我们的力量，我们的诗歌也是我们的拯救。
So if we combine the two together, only our Lord Jesus will be our strength, our song, and our salvation.
所以我们看到这诗歌它不只是在描述过去的事情。
So this song is not only just describing what in the past.
它也是在这边也是预言的将来的事情。
It has foretold the future.
它把主耶稣基督形象的拯救已经在这边描述出来。
He has described how our Lord Jesus will save us.
神在历史里面所做的事情，我们可以在这神的这件事件上面，我们可以看到。
that we can see from this thing the things that God will be doing in history.
实在是像主耶稣所说的，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
Just like Jesus said, oh, if not through me, no one can come to Christ.
实在是他就是道路、真理、生命。
Truly, He is the way, the truth, and the life.
第二个，我们看一下第十三节。
And secondly, we can look at verse 13.
他说，你凭慈爱领了你所属的百姓，你凭能力引他们到你的圣所。
So in your unfailing love, you lead the people you have redeemed. In your strength, you will guide them to your holy dwelling.
这边讲到他的慈爱跟他的能力。
It's talking about his unfailing love and his strength.
还有这边很特别的，他讲到我所属的百姓。
And also very special that is the people that he had redeemed.
这边所属英文也可以讲是购买 ，bought or purchased。
Okay，
那我自己已经翻译了，所以我们可以看到，在我们现在时候里面，我们是不是还有用这个拯救这个字呢
？But in today, do we still use this redeem this word？
我们今天如何能够被拯救呢
？Today, how can we be redeemed？
在哥罗西书第一章十四节这么说。
In Colossians chapter 1 verse 14 it says,
我们在爱子里得蒙救赎，罪过得以赦免。
It says, we have been rescued in the Son of Love.
在爱子里，这边爱子主要也是讲到我们的主耶稣。
And this Son of Love is about our Lord Jesus.
我们是在爱子里面得救赎的。
And then in this Son of Love, we were redeemed.
罪过得以赦免。
And then we have forgiveness of sins.
继续在以弗所书第一章第七节
，And also in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 7，
他说：“我们借这爱子的血得蒙救赎。”
He said, "In Him we have redemption through His blood."
过犯得以赦免
，and the forgiveness of sins.
再一次这边讲到爱子的血可以拯救救赎我们。
The blood of the Son of Love can redeem us.
哥林多前书第一章三十节这么说。
First Corinthians chapter 1 verse 30 says the same thing.
神又使他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁与救赎。
And God had used His Son to become our wisdom, our righteousness, and our holiness and redemption.
所以这边也是讲到，在他爱子里面有救赎。
Also, He is talk about in His Son there is redemption.
罗马书第三章二十四节。
Romans chapter 3 verse 24
这边说如今却蒙神的恩典因基督耶稣的救赎就白白的称义
It said that we are justified freely by the grace through the redemption that came by Jesus Christ
所以这边再次讲到耶稣基督的救赎
So here's talking about the redemption of our Lord Jesus
我们再看到摩西那个时候的救赎好像是从埃及王的手下被救拯救出来
In the Moses time, it seems like they are redeemed from the hand of Pharaoh.
今天我们在新约里面，我们看到这救赎是在爱子主耶稣基督里面。
But today in the New Testament, we see that the redemption is in the Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
这边是要显出他的慈爱。
Here it shows that his unfailing love to us.
再回过头来看出埃及记十五章十三节里面，他第二部分他这么说。
So in the second part of verse 13 of chapter 15 of Exodus,
他说你凭能力引他们到了你的圣所。
He said, "In your strength, you will guide them to your holy dwelling."
还记得这时候领埃及以色列人出了埃及人的手，那时候还没有圣所哎。
You can see that at that time when they are taken out from Pharaoh, there is no holy dwelling then.
我们知道这件事情过了以后，一年以后才有会幕。
We know that after about 1 year after this incident, then they have the temple.
经过了大概800年到1000年的时间，他们才有圣所。
And only about 800 to 1000 BC, then they have this tabernacle.
但是这边已经很清楚的，神把他的旨意已经跟他的百姓显明。
But then here, very clearly, God had revealed His will to His people.
他是要凭他的能力引他们到。神的圣所
and by His strength, He will guide them to His holy dwelling.
在圣所，他们可以敬拜赞美神。
At this holy time, we can worship and praise God.
他们再也不是在埃及人手下为奴。
And they won't be slaves under the hands of Egyptians.
所以我们可以看到这个诗歌里面，他也是讲到将来这个救赎，将来神要预备。
So in this psalm, we talk about in the future how God had prepared for this.
甚至我们知道在新约里面，也神也让我们看到他要在我们的心里面要造成他的殿。
And also in the New Testament, he wants to build this temple in our heart.
是他可以居住的地方。
A place where he can dwell in.
所以我们看到他的计划已经在这诗歌里面已经开始，已经唱出。
So his plan is, can be revealed in this song already.
我们再看一下出埃及记十五章十七节。
And let's look at Exodus 15 verse 17.
他这边说，你要将他们领进去，栽于你产业的山上。
So you will bring them in and plant them on the mountain of your inheritance.
这边要他们领进去什么地方呢？
Here he's going to bring them to a certain place.
去迦南美地。
To the land of Canaan.
是乃是一个牛奶与蜜之地。
As a land full of milk and honey.
神要把他们带到这迦南的地方。
God wants to bring them to this land of Canaan.
从这个地方我们看在新约里面，今天我们迦南美地其实就是主耶稣基督的丰富。
From the New Testament, we know this land of Canaan is the abundance of our Lord Jesus.
神要借着这洗礼把我们带进基督的丰富里面。
Through this baptism, God wants to bring us into His abundance.
所以很多人说我信了就好，我不需要受浸。
So a lot of people said, I just need to believe, I don't need to be baptized.
但是我们看到这边很清楚的，神要借着这红海的洗礼把他的百姓带到迦南美地。
But here it's very clear that God using the baptism of the Red Sea to take them into the land of Canaan.
今天神也是借着洗礼要把我们带到基督的丰富里面。
Similarly, through baptism, God wants to take us into His abundance.
接着我们看到一个很有趣，神说，栽于你产业的山上。
And very interestingly, he said, bring them to the mountain of inheritance.
神用栽于这两个字。
And God used the word plant them.
还记得在新约里面主耶稣他说过这样的一个比方。
I remember in the New Testament, our Lord Jesus have a parable.
他说我是真葡萄树。
He said, I'm the vine.
我父是栽培的人。
And my father is the prune.
或者是 husbandry。他是专门做园艺的。
And my father will be the husbandry.
所以这边讲到栽，他是要种一棵树。
And he's talking about he want to plant a tree here.
还记得在诗歌里面诗篇第一篇第二节第三节这么说。
And in the Psalm 1 verse 1, 2 and 3 it says this.
他说，唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时后结果子，叶子也不枯干，凡他所做的尽都顺利。
He said, those who meditate on the Lord day and night, he is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither.
所以这边也是想到他要像一棵树。
He said, he will be like a tree.
所以神好像把我们像一棵树栽在那溪水旁。
So God treats us like a tree that planted beside the streams.
那这溪水乃是讲到主耶稣他自己的供应。
And the stream is talking about the provision of our Lord Jesus.
这棵树有这水，它就能够按时结果子，叶子也不枯干。
With the water, the tree will bear fruit in season, and its leaves will not wither.
在干旱的日子，我们看到有些树就开始枯干。
And during the drought time, we saw that the tree will be dried up.
但是我们知道在湖边的一些树它们可以维持久一点。
Those trees beside the river, they will stay there for a longer time.
最近有一次我被邀请到以前我一个同事的一个 farm.
Recently, I was invited to the farm of one of my co-workers.
那他刚刚买这个 farm,然后邀我们去他的 farm 参观。
He bought this farm, so he wanted to invite us to just to see what it is like.
那今年我们知道，好像暑假下半年，我们 就是气候很干燥，很多的树好像就开始就落叶比较早一点。
We know that the second part of the summer is pretty very dry, so a lot of trees have their leaves fallen early.
我站在他们那个13 acre 的 farm 的地方，我在问他说哪边是一个 border。
And I asked him in this 13 acres of farm, where is the border?
因为那个 farm 不是平的。
Because the farm is not flat.
那他跟我讲说，你可以看到那一排的树比较绿的地方，那个就是我们的 border.
He said, when you see the trees, that the row of trees are very green, that's the border.
我说为什么那边的 tree 会比较 green 一点，就是你们的 border。
I said, why is it that trees is green and that's your border there?
他说那边有一条河，有一条小河，然后那条河一直流到 Kansas River 到那边。
He said there's because beside it there's a little river that will flow all the way to Kansas River.
所以那边的树就比较青绿一点。
So those trees over there are greener.
实在是神要把我们放在他的溪水旁。
And God wants us to put us beside the stream of water.
在干旱的日子，我们也不枯干。
Even during the drought, we will not wither.
很多时候，我们也许可以把这个摄影到我们今天的经济的景况。
And we can just relate that to today's economy.
虽然很多地方好像很萧条。
Seems like a lot of places are very slow.
但是神好像把我们这些属于他的子民都栽在那些溪水旁。
It seems like God had put His children right beside the streams of water.
所以我们按时候，我们有果子，我们的叶子也不枯干。
So we'll bear fruit in season, and our leaves will not wither.
所以我们再回过头来看这首摩西的歌，他实在是已经把神他的救恩一直唱到神的丰富。
So we can see this song has sang about the salvation of God and also into His abundance.
整个好像都已经在这个诗歌里面已经都唱出来了。
Seems like this song has sang the whole story to us.
而且这边特别讲到是产业的山。
And talk about this is the mountain of inheritance.
什么叫产业呢？
What is inheritance?
产业是那些你要传到下一代的。
And inheritance is supposed to be left to the next generation.
你要传到下一代是什么东西呢？
So what do you want to leave for the next generation?
我们一定是把最好的给下一代。
We always give the best to the next generation.
那些可以维持最久的，我们需要，我们要把它传给我们下一代。
Those things that will last, we'll leave it to the next generation.
我们不会把那些不好的，或者是会朽坏的，我们给我们的子女。
We will not just give them those are not good or those are perishable to them.
这边神说，我们是他的产业。
And God said that we are His inheritance.
反过来说，他是我们的基业。
In another sense, that He is also our inheritance.
所以这种互相的关系，神是把我们看作最宝贵的。
In that relationship, that we become His most precious.
他要把我们栽在这样的产业的山上。
He wants to plant us in this mountain of inheritance.
而且我们继续看一下十七节的后半段。
In the second part of verse 17.
他说：“耶和华就是你为自己所造的住处。”
Said the place, O Lord, you made for your dwelling.
主啊，就是你手所建立的圣所。
The sanctuary, O Lord, your hands have established.
我们知道神他要与人同住。
We know God wants to dwell with people.
他那时候他在可能在帐篷里面跟以色列人同在。
Maybe he was with the Israelites in the tabernacle.
后来他可能在圣所里面，在圣殿里面跟人同住。
Maybe he dwelt with the people in the temple later on.
在现今，他可能在教会里面跟我们同住。
Today maybe he was dwelling with us in the church.
他教会乃是我们众弟兄姐妹。
And church is us brothers and sisters.
他要把我们的心预备好，能够成为他的住处。
He wants to prepare us so that we'd be ready for him to dwell in.
他在预备的时候，我们所遭遇的，我们不要惊讶。
And as he's preparing, so we should not be amazed by what we experience.
他也许让我们遭遇在人看起来是不顺利的。
Maybe as man, we see that as something not good.
或者是我们自己不喜欢的。
Something we don't like.
但是他是在塑造一个地方，他可以居住的。
But then he's building a place where he can dwell in.
有一天当我们顺服下来的时候，他可以在我们心里做主的时候，这就是他的住处。
One day we become obedient and then submit to Him, then we will become His dwelling place.
这过程可能很长。
Maybe it's a long process.
但是我们愿意顺服下来的时候，这过程可能很短。
But if we are willing to obey, then it may be just a short time.
我们的难处不再是无限制的痛苦。
And our
无限性的痛苦。
And trouble will not be trouble. Seems like it lasts forever.
我们在它里面的喜乐乃是能够延长的。
And the joy we have in Him will be extended.
最后，我们看到第十一节，我们回过头来看。
And finally, we go back and look at verse 11.
他这边唱出他的赞美。
Here is sing about the praises.
耶和华，众神之中谁能像你？谁能像你至圣至荣，可颂可畏，施行其事？
Who among the gods is like you, O Lord? Who is like you, majesty and holiness, awesome in glory, working wonders?
至圣至荣
Majestic in holiness.
我们知道在启示录的时候，那千万的使者在羔羊的面前，他还是说圣哉圣哉圣哉，主神是昔在今在以后永在的全能者。
We know in Revelation they were saying that Holy, 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 the God who is the past and today and forever.
我们也是可以看到在启示录第五章十一节到第十四节里面他这么说。
We can also see from Revelation chapter 5 verse 11 to 14 it says,
他说曾被杀的羔羊是配得权柄丰富智慧能力尊贵荣耀称颂的。
So worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power, wealth, wisdom, strength,Honor and glory and praise.
实在使这个神是可颂。
And this God which should be praised.
可畏。
Should be feared.
而且我们知道他做事直到如今。
And the things that he has done until today.
他今天还是在实行他的奇事。
Today he's continued to doing his wonderful work.
在教会里面有一人信主，其实就是一个神迹奇事。
There's a person who believes in Jesus.That's a wonderful thing already.
我们都有不一样的背景。
We have different background.
我们有不一样的经历。
We have different experiences.
但是今天我们却愿意在这边受浸。
But today we're willing to be baptized here.
我们愿意称他为主。
We are willing to call him as Lord.
我们愿意在这边聚集。
We are willing to gather here.
这实在是都是他在实行奇事。
And this is his wonderful work in us.
这首诗歌那时候唱。现在唱，而且将来还要再唱。
So they sang this song before. Now we still sing, and in the future we will still sing this song.
我最后我用一个例子来跟大家
use an example for you.
做这首好像是一个过红海的一个例子。
And it seems like an example passing the Red Sea.
上礼拜有一个以前我的同事跟我打个电话。
And last week, my old office mate called me.
他说我们可不可以一起吃中餐？
Say, can we eat lunch together?
说可以啊，我们约个地方我们去。
So we set a place and we went. I went there.
这个同事他是从泰国来的。
And this coworker, he was from Thai.
那他是华侨，但是不会写中文。也不会讲中文的。
And he's a Chinese born in Thai, but he did not know how to speak Chinese or write Chinese.
以前我们在同事的时候，他常常拿他的英文信来，他说：“请你帮我翻成中文，因为我爸爸看不懂泰文，也看不懂英文。”
And sometimes he will write an English letter and say, "Can you translate into Chinese? Because my father cannot read either Thai or English."
那我每次就帮他做翻译的工作。
So every time I will translate that for him.
啊，过了几年，所以我就碰到他的时候，我就问他说：“那你家人怎么样？”
So after several years, I asked, "How's your family doing?"
那他就跟我讲了这一段过太平洋的大海的事。
And then he told me this story how he passed through the Pacific.
他说今年他爸爸去世了。
He said his father passed away this year.
90岁。
90 years old.
他说他坐飞机今年六月回去的时候，在飞机上，他说他的心实在是很沉重。
And he said, this time when I went back there, when I was on the plane, my heart was very, very troubled.
因为只有家里只有他跟他弟弟信主。
Because at the house, only him and his brother believe in God.
他说回去他家里还有四个弟兄姐妹，还有五个叔叔，他不晓得怎么跟他们讲说这个葬礼怎么举行。
So he went back there, he had four other brothers and sisters, and then he had five uncles. He didn't know how to mention, you know, this kind of a memorial service that they're going to have.
而且他爸爸以前是在庙中会里面是做很大的一个副主席。
And his father used to be at high position in this temple.
所以一切可能都是要照佛教的仪式。
So maybe they would have to do it there in the Buddhist way.
是要七天的仪式。
And 7 days of service.
他已经信了主，他说他觉得这个压力很大。
So he already believed in the Lord. He said this is a big pressure on him.
那回去他怎么跟家人怎么能够就是沟通？
So how can he communicate with his family?
我在一边听，我在想说，那大概你就 compromise 吧。
And as I was thinking, maybe you can just compromise with them.
但是他说神是得胜的主。
He said, but then God is the one who overcomes.
他说他在飞机上一路这13个小时，他辗转没有办法睡觉。
He said, on his way, that 13 hours, he couldn't really sleep.
他下来以后就是要办这些事情。
After he, the plane, he will have to do all these things.
首先他就是去跟这些庙里的人讲，就说我们如何来办理这父亲的葬事。
First, he had to go to the temple and talk about how they're going to do this, hold this memorial service.
然后很奇妙，他说第一关，那些五个人就说由你们子女决定。
And the first thing they said that you are the children, you make the decision.
但是他说家里只有两个信主，还有四个。其他的他们也没有办法跟讲过，他们四个就是也有哥哥，也有妹妹，有弟弟，他们没有办法讲过。
But then in the family there's only two who believe in the Lord, but there are four others, then they are outnumbered.
那他说他继续放在祷告里面。
So he continued to put this in prayer.
后来他们去去跟这个庙中会的主席在做最后的安排。
And finally, they were talking to the chief of the temple and do the final arrangement.
这个主席跟他们讲说，如果你爸爸的葬礼不用这个佛教的仪式来做，是给他们很大的丢脸。
And he told them, if your father does not use this Buddha way of the funeral service, then they will lose face.
他们需要烧一些纸钱，还有烧一些好像用纸做的一些房子。
They want to burn some of those paper houses and paper money.
但他说有一件事情就是我们要去查一下，就是你爸爸看看有没有留什么话。他们庙中会里面有一本很大很老的书，他们就是记录就是一些事情，还是你要做些事情你可以留下来。
And then they said they want to investigate to see if there's father had left any notes or any things that he wanted to do, and in the temple they have a book that record all these things.
他们就去打开这本书。
So they open up this book.
他爸爸果真有在两年前已经留话。
And his father had left some words 2 years ago before that.
那时候他爸爸大概88岁。
At that time he was 88 years old.
他爸爸已经在上面写说他去世的时候不要用这佛教的仪式。
He said, when he passed away, do not use this Buddha way to of a as a funeral service.
那个主席非常的惊讶。
And that chief was very surprised.
他说就由你们去办吧。
He said, then you can do whatever way you want to.
这实在是一个得胜的例子。
And that's a example of victory.
他再把第二个故事再打开给我看。
And then he opened up a second story and told me about it.
他说他爸爸原来是一个从中国来潮州来的一个裁缝师。
And he said his father was a tailor from 潮州。
那他搬到曼谷去做这裁缝。
And then he moved to Bangkok to be a tailor there.
那时候刚好是越战。
At that time, it was the Vietnam War.
那美军有基地在曼谷。
And the American have a place there.
那他爸爸因为会做裁缝，所以常常帮这些美国阿兵哥做衣服。
And since his father is a tailor, he would make a lot of clothes for these soldiers, American soldiers.
那他说他爸爸只会讲四个英文字。
And his father only know how to speak four English words.
他说衣服做上衣的话就是10块钱。
If it's for the jacket, it's $10.
裤子20块。
And pants is $20.
那有两种布料，那他会说 same， 同样价格的意思了。
And then two types of fabric is he would say the same price.
还有他爸爸就会讲这四个二十块，十块二十块 same， 还有最后一个字是 yes， 他爸爸就会这四个字。
So the four words $20, $10, same and yes.
他说那个时候十块钱美金做一件衣服跟二十块美金做一件裤子是很高的价格。
And at that time, with $10 and $20 to do the, to tailor those clothing is very expensive.
他说那个时候他爸爸可以用这样做裁缝师来养活他六个孩子。
But at that time, his father can have as tailor and have enough money to raise up the six kids.
那他说他那时候才13岁。
At the time, he was only 13.
他也坐在就是店的门口，就是看这些美国阿兵哥进进出出。
And he was just sitting in front of the tailor shop to look at all these soldiers coming in and out.
然后他们这些美国阿兵哥来的时候，就会问他们说哪边有俱乐部，哪边有酒吧。
And the soldiers would come and say, where are the club and where's the bar?
所以他说他的手已经都很习惯，酒吧那边，俱乐部那边就是这样子。
So he was used to it. That's where the bar is. That's where the club is.
他说 99% 全部都是在问这个问题。
He said 99% asked the same question.
有一天有一个阿兵哥进来。
But one day this soldier came.
他问他说哪边有教会。
He asked him where is the church.
他说他这回手不能指这边也不能指那边了。
So his hand cannot point this way or that way.
他说我帮你找。
He said I will look for it for you.
他就去找电话号码簿。
So he opened up the phone book.
他说很奇怪，怎么会有人在找教会？
He said very strangely, how come there are some people looking for a church?
后来这个阿兵哥就是对他很好，他说你要不要学英文？
And this soldier is very nice to him. He said, do you want to learn English?
他说愿意愿意。
He said, yeah, I want to.
因为他看他爸爸的所有的 customer 都是美国人，美国阿兵哥。
Because his father's customers are all American.
这个学会英文的话，这将来这个可以帮爸爸的事业扩大。
So if he knows English, then he can expand the business there.
所以他跟邻居三个孩子，跟他一个四个孩子，就跟这个阿兵哥学英文。
So if his neighbor four together, they learn English from him.
其实他们都叫他们 GI。一样阿兵哥的意思 soldiers
and that's what they call them the GI
那过了半年以后这个美国阿兵哥说他已经他要回去美国要退伍了
and after about half a year the soldier said he needs to go back to America
他说你还愿不愿意继续学英文呢
said, do you want to continue to learn English
他说当然愿意啊
he said yeah of course I'm willing to
他说以后会来教你英文的是我去的那个教会的美国人，但是他们不是 soldier 咯，他们是 missionary.
That later on, the person who comes to teach you English is from the church I go to. They're not soldier, they're missionary.
他说前一个小时你学英文，那后一个小时你会学圣经。
And the first hour you learn English, the second hour you learn about the Bible.
他说你愿意不愿意？
He said, Are you willing to?
他说圣经是英文的。
He said the Bible is that in English?
他说对，是英文的。
He said yes.
他说他那时候觉得说，哎，这样的话是上两堂英文更好啊。
At the time he thought he will have two English classes, even better.
他就这样继续学下去。
So he continued to learn that.
六年后，他信了主。
After 6 years, he believed in our Lord.
他说他那时候他爸爸是非常笃信佛教。
And at that time, his father is very devoted Buddhist.
他说在泰国实在是一个佛教的国家，因为几乎是每一个男孩子都要去当和尚。
in Thailand, it's, the Buddhist is very popular. It's almost all boys will become monks.
他们常常就是要，好像是一个mobile. 他们常常从一个地方迁到另外一个地方。
They always move from one place to another.
那有一次有一对就经过他们家。
And one time there's this couple that passed through their house.
他爸爸叫他就是拿一些水果跟香烟拿去给这个这些和尚们。
And at one time, and then the father told him to take the fruits and the cigarette to these monks as they come.
那他说他拿去，其中有一个和尚他会算命，他说：“哎，你这个小孩子很乖巧，过来，我帮你算一下命。”
And one of these monks knows how to tell fortunes. He said, "Okay, little boy, come and I will want to tell your future for you."
他说：“把你的手掌拿给我。”
And give me your palm.
他看一下，他说：“你很会读书。”
He said, "You know how to read."
你也很会画画。
And you know how to draw pictures.
但是呢，很不幸，你十九岁会去世。
He said, "Unfortunately, you will die at 19 years old."
他说他这个第三个跟他讲了，他就一直在他心里面很搅扰他。
And this third fortune is bothering him a lot.
直到十九岁的时候，他在镜子里面站起来的时候，他才明白。
Until at 19 years old, as he stood up from the baptistry, then he understood.
他说：“哦，原来他经过这葬礼，已经跟主一起。”同死同埋也同复活了。
And he said, because at 19 he was baptized, he died, buried with Christ, and then resurrected with Christ.
哦，难怪那个和尚他已经看不到了。
That's why the monk cannot see any further that he passed away at 19.
他说那时候他有一个弟弟跟他最亲的。
He said that that time he had a brother very close to him.
他弟弟很诧异说，你怎么会去，好像就是背叛家人去信这个基督教。
His brother said, "So amazed that you will rebel against the family to believe in some other religion."
他说我也讲不出来，不过你要知道的话，你自己去那家教会去看一下。
He said, "I don't know. If you want to find out, you go to that church and go find out."
所以他们家就是他们这两个信主。
So in his family, there are two of these two believe in the Lord.
两年前，去年，对不起，去年，有一次他 email 给我。
And last year he emailed to me.
他说要帮他这年纪很大的爸爸妈妈跟他哥哥的救恩祷告。
He said he want to pray for this old parents that he had and his uncles.
他爸爸已经89岁了。
At the time his father was 89.
我那时候就说当然说好啊。
I said good, yeah, that's good.
没有想到在上个礼拜我才发现他爸爸信了主，而且被主接走了。
And then I find out last week that his father not only believed in Christ and also taken up by the Lord.
说他把这段过太平洋，好像是摩西领以色列人走过这红海的故事跟我讲。
So he told me about this trip over the Pacific. It's just like Moses passing through this Red Sea.
他所有的压力，他所有的好像前面没有办法跟那些其他的宗教人相比的时候，神为他开一条路。
Seems like he was burdened and pressured by all these other religion at the family, but God had opened up a way for him.
我们实在是很感谢主，因为有一个美国阿兵哥只是来问方向，但是他不是在问酒吧，也不是在问俱乐部。
And we thank God for this soldier. He's not here to ask for where the bar and the club is.But where the church is.
他在问神的住处。
And where's the dwelling place of God is.
他就这样就可以传福音。
At that, that he shared the gospel.
我想这个同事可能是其中在我们当中你们的同事，他在 KU Medical Center 做事。
I think this co-worker maybe is one of your co-workers. He worked at KU Med Center.
他很会画漫画。
And he very good at drawing the comics.
你们如果你们的那个 newsletter， 像周弟兄你们 newsletter， 他每个礼拜画的漫画就是他画的。
And he draw a lot of comics in the newsletter.
求主怜悯我们。
May God have mercy on us.
让我们能够在我们各样的环境里面能够为他传福音。
And in different environment we can share the gospel.
我们不晓得我们所做的对那个人有什么样的影响。
We don't know what we have done will be affecting this person.
也许我们是带领他们到迦南地。
Maybe we bring them to the land of Canaan.
也许是神要栽植这个人在他的产业山上。
Maybe God wants to plant this person in the mountain of inheritance.
或者是神为他自己预备他的住处。
Maybe God is preparing a dwelling place for himself.
让我们每一个人都能够唱这首诗歌。
So that we can all sing this song.
在我们天天的生活里面。
In our daily lives.
我们一起祷告。
Let's bow our hand and pray.
主，我们赞美你，实在是你是我们的力量，我们的诗歌也是我们的拯救。
Lord, we praise you because you truly are our strength, our song, and our salvation.
你凭你自己的慈爱引领我们这些所属于你的人。
By your unfailing love, you have led us.
这乃是你自己用重价所买赎回来的。
And we are bought with a big price.
是用你自己爱子的血所买赎回来的。
By the blood of your loved, beloved Son.
让我们今天也能够凭着你的能力，也能够进入你自己的圣所。
And by your strength, we can also enter your holy dwelling.
我们在这边，我们要赞美歌颂你。
Here we want to sing praise and praise you.
主也是继续把我们带进那基督的丰富里面。
Continue to bring us into the riches of our Lord Jesus.
把我们栽在你自己的产业山上。
That you can plant us in the mountain of inheritance.
把我们造成你自己。能够住的住所
to build up into a place where you can dwell in.
主，你实在是那位至圣至荣的主。
You are that holy majestic God.
你也是那位可颂可畏的主。
And the one who we can sing and praise.
你也是今天仍然施行奇事的主。
And you are still doing wonder works during this day.
主，求你眷顾我们。
Lord, may you watch over us.
今天凡有耳的都应当听。
May those who have ears will hear.
愿你的奇妙的救恩能够临到每一个人。
May your salvation come upon every single one of us.
这样祷告都是奉靠主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray all this in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.